Musicians often have a theme for an album, writing all the songs about one particular topic. They're often called concept records. Well, for Charlie Sutton, that theme is fishing and fish. His new album is Trout Takes, and it features everything from the piece of fishing to a song that's sung from a trout's perspective. Charlie's music is a little bit folk, a little bit country, and a little bit of blues, and he plays with everyone from Curtis Stigers to Pinto Bennett, and we should point out that the music that you've been hearing today on the show comes from Charlie's new album. Charlie lives in Boise, and he's joining us live now to talk about Trout Takes. Charlie, nice to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Why in the world did you want to write not just about fish, but you wanted to write an entire album about fish?
Real quick, I wanted to just address one thing. I used to be in a band called Curtis Sutton and the Scavengers. Mm-hmm. And so it's not actually Curtis Stigers. I love Curtis Stigers.
Oh, thank you.
Play with. And so people used to always think, like, get confused as to whether or not I was Curtis Stigers or Ryan, the other guy, is Ryan Curtis. So then they get confused because it sounded like somebody's name.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway.
Well, hey, maybe Curtis Stigers is listening today and you will play with him. So maybe I was just giving a premonition.
Hey, I hope so. He's awesome. But anyway, yeah, no, as far as the, what was the question? Why did I decide to write an album? Sam,
and about
my good
fish.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of tunes and my good friend, Sam Alkire, who, plays bass. He played bass in my old band. And then I've just been playing with him for years now, like 8 or 9 years. He was like, you know, you should put together a full album of these songs. And I thought, you know, the concept album thing at first, mm-hmm. kind of, even though I thought it was a good idea, I wasn't quite sure. But then I just had all of these songs that kind of didn't seem to fit into anything else. And they had one thing in common. They were all like fishing related. And it just kind of happened. So
do you fish a lot?
I try to, but I've got 2 dogs, 3 kids, work, music.
I got you.
Yeah, there was periods in my life where I fished a lot and kind of whenever I get a chance to, definitely at least a couple times a month.
Well, good. So I want to play a little bit of one of your songs. Let's listen to it. It's called Chrome Ghost.
Lane Bridge to see if I could hook a chrome ghost. Water was vacant like an old motel with a slimy old cart for a hole. Tippy got tangled, it was just about night. Walked up to the tracks where the berries were ripe. Got about enough to fill my fishnet hat. Went to get receptacles and come right back. I heard a chrome ghost.
So tell us a little bit about this song.
That tune, that's one of the older tunes that I had. That may even be the one where Sam was like, man, you should put together an album of these fishing tunes. And the Cherry Lane Bridge that I mentioned in the song is on the Clearwater River. It's like maybe 15, 20 miles from Lewiston. I can't even remember exactly how far, but it's just a famous steelhead river. And so sometimes when you know when you're fishing, you just never know what to expect. And it's just about that particular spot and the proverbial one that got away, I suppose. But
gotcha.
Also just kind of like all the things that can happen when you go fishing, because sometimes, like, for instance, like there happens to be blackberries there and you're picking berries, and there's just a lot of different things that can happen on a fishing trip other than catching fish. And so I try to incorporate that into the songs a little bit. So it's not just about, you know, fishing itself, but just all of the aspects of nature and kind of the the trials and tribulations of what can happen, what can go wrong. And there's really a lot there to dig into.
Yeah. So I'm curious, how long have you been writing music?
You know, I first started, I guess, playing original music out when I was 15, and I'm 44, so a long time.
And what is it that drives you to make music, to create in this art form?
You know, it's a little bit of a compulsion, I guess. It's almost like, for lack of a better way to describe it, it's like when you have an itch and you're trying to scratch it, it's just mm-hmm. something that you are pulled towards. And it's also kind of meditative, and it's relaxing for me.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I want to have folks listen to another one of your songs from the album. This one is called Fisherman's Dream. So again, Charlie, tell us a little bit about how this song came to you.
Actually, you know, that's kind of a perfect segue from your last question, because like playing music, fishing uh-huh. kind of has therapeutic and meditative aspects to it, particularly fly fishing. And I'm not by any means a purist. I'll throw a spinner out there. I'll throw a worm out there. But there's definitely something about fly fishing where even if you're not catching anything, there's a rhythm that you get into. And the way that you cast the line, and like playing a game of pool, there's like geometry to it. There's timing to it. And music is the same way. And so really, honestly, fishing and music, there's a similarity, the same reason that I like to fish. Obviously the nature part is an added bonus to it, but that particular song to me, that's actually my favorite song on the EP. And it's just basically being in the moment.
Which is so what so many of us need to be doing more of. I want to thank you so much for coming on the program and sharing your music with us. We've been talking with Idaho musician Charlie Sutton about his new album, Trout Takes. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's an honor. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I want to thank, of course, all of you for joining us on Idaho Matters. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Monday. I hope you have a good rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Fly on the scene, blue mountain stream, only a fisherman's dream. Casting over shadows with a ribbon of line, perfectly timed, only a fisherman's dream.